Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Ed Morgan. Batting second. The third baseman, Joe Sewell. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Lou Fonseca. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bib Falk. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Johnny Hodapp. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ray Gardner. Batting eighth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jimmy Zinn. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Jimmy Zinn. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Jack Rothrock. Batting second. The second baseman, Wally Gerber. Batting third. The left fielder, Russ Skarret. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bill Barrett. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Bill Reagan. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Phil Tote. Batting seventh. The catcher, Charlie Berry. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Hal Rhein. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Red Ruffing. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Red Ruffing. And now, play ball. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan takes first base on ball four. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Morgan moves to third. Sewell moves to second. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a fly ball into center field. Rothrock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Morgan tags and scores. Sewell tags and moves to third. One out. It's 1-0, Indians. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca hits a fly ball into left field. Skarret settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Sewell tags and scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Indians. Bib Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards first. Tote scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Falk for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fonseca scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Rothrock for the out. One out. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gardner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Russ Skarret is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skarret hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Red Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ray Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner bunts towards the pitcher. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Hodapp moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell bunts towards the mound. Ruffing fields it and throws to first for the out. Hodapp moves to third. Gardner moves to second. One out. Jimmy Zinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zinn hits a pop-up into center field for a base hit. Hodapp scores. Gardner scores. It's 4-0, Indians. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-0 in the game. With a walk, Morgan hits a fly ball into right field. Barrett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a fly ball into center field. Rothrock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry hits a fly ball into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Hal Rhein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhein hits a pop-up towards third. Sewell juggles the ball. That's an error on Sewell. Reagan moves to third. Red Ruffing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ruffing hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Reagan scores. Rhein moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-1, Indians. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 0-for-1 in the game. Rothrock is hit by the pitch. Rhein moves to third. Ruffing moves to second. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 0-for-1 in the game. Gerber hits a line drive into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Averill hits a fly ball into center field. Rothrock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Fonseca hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Rothrock, who is chasing the ball. Fonseca reaches third base with a triple. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0-for-1 in the game. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards third. Reagan has Fonseca trapped. There's the throw to Berry and back to Rhein, who tags Fonseca for the out. Falk moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hodapp hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Skerritt. Hodapp reaches second base with a double. Fox scores. It's 5-1, Indians. Ray Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 0-for-0 in the game. Gardner hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Skerritt. Gardner reaches second base with a double. Hodapp scores. It's 6-1, Indians. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-0 in the game. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gerber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Russ Skerritt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skerritt is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Skerritt hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fonseca scoops it up and throws to first, with Zing covering, for the out. One out. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0 for 1 in the game. Barrett hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Averill. Barrett reaches second base with a double. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Sewell for a passed ball. Barrett moves to third. Bill Reagan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reagan is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Reagan strikes out. Two outs. Phil Tote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tote is 0 for 1 in the game. Tote hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fonseca scoops it up and throws to first, with Zing covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Carroll now pitching. Jimmy Zinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zinn is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Zinn takes first base on ball 4. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Morgan takes first base on ball 4. Zinn moves to second. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sewell bunts towards the mound. Carroll fields it and throws to first for the out. Zinn moves to third. Morgan moves to second. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Averill hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Rothrock. Averill reaches second base with a double. Zinn scores. Morgan moves to third. It's 7-1, Indians. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Morgan scores. Averill moves to third. It's 8-1, Indians. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Fonseca hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rhine scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Averill scores. Two outs. It's 9-1, Indians. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0 for 2 in the game. Falk hits a fly ball into center field. Rothrock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Charlie Berry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berry is 0 for 1 in the game. Berry hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Rhine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhine is 0 for 1 in the game. Rhine hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ed Carroll is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carroll hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gardner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Williams now playing first base. Johnny Heving now catching. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Carroll fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Gardner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rhine scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 1 in the game. Sewell hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hebbing settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Rothrock hits a pop-up towards third. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 0 for 2 in the game. Gerber hits a pop-up towards short. Gardner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Russ Scarrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scarrett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Scarrett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Red Sox 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bob Barrett now playing third base. Elliot Bigelow now playing right field. Jimmy Zinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zinn is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Zinn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rhine scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Barrett fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bigelow. Sewell reaches second base with a double. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Averill strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Red Sox 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Elliot Bigelow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bigelow hits a pop-up towards first. Fonseca settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett strikes out. Two outs. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Falk. Williams reaches second base with a double. Johnny Hebbing is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebbing hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Averill, who is chasing the ball. Hebbing reaches third base with a triple. Williams scores. It's 9-2, Indians. Hal Rhine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rhine is 0 for 2 in the game. Rhine hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gardner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Red Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 2 RBIs. Fonseca hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gerber scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0 for 3 in the game. Falk hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bigelow, who is chasing the ball. Falk reaches third base with a triple. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoedap is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Hoedap hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fox scores. It's 10-2, Indians. Ray Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Gardner hits a fly ball into center field. Rothrock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-2 in the game. Sewell hits a fly ball into center field. Rothrock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Alex Gaston pinch hits for Ed Carroll. Alex Gaston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gaston strikes out. One out. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Rothrock hits a fly ball into right field. Morgan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 0-for-3 in the game. Gerber hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Red Sox 2. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Dobenz now pitching. Jimmy Zinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zinn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Zinn hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Morgan hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gerber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Sewell hits a fly ball into center field. Rothrock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Averill takes first base on ball 4. Zinn moves to second. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got two RBIs. Fonseca hits a fly ball into center field. Rothrock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Red Sox 2. The Red Sox will come to bat. Russ Skarrat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skarrat is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Skarrat hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Falk. Skarrat reaches second base with a double. Elliot Bigelow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bigelow is 0-for-1 in the game. Bigelow hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hoedap scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Skarrat moves to third. One out. Bob Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett is 0-for-1 in the game. Barrett hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Falk. Barrett reaches second base with a double. Skarrat scores. It's 10-3, Indians. Ken Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hoedap scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Barrett moves to third. Two outs. Johnny Heving is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heving is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. he's got one RBI. Heaving hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Zinn fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Red Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple. Falk hits a ball on the ground towards first. Williams scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Falk for the out. One out. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got two RBIs. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards third. Barrett fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ray Gardner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gardner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Gardner hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Williams settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Hal Rein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rein is 0-for-3 in the game. Rein hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gardner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ray Dobenz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobenz hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fonseca can't make a play. That's a base hit. Jack Rothrock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rothrock is 0-for-3 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Rothrock hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fonseca scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Rothrock for the out. Dobenz moves to second. Two outs. Wally Gerber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gerber is 0-for-4 in the game. Gerber hits a line drive into left field. Falk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 10, and Boston Red Sox, 3. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.